Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today is from the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, although Matthew does record it also in his gospel. Statistics. Every day we are bombarded with statistics. You read the paper, and there they are, everywhere. Statistics, child abuse cases, the growing number of murders in our community, battered wives, crime, violence, gang activity, bankruptcies, foreclosures, and unemployment figures, poverty, hunger, disease, world stability or instability, political unrest, debt, deficits, debt ceilings, statistics. But just statistics. Oh, certainly it's easier, it's safer, less threatening to think of them as such, but these are not just statistics. These are bruised reeds. And what about the news we hear, the terrible reports of terrible storms and earthquakes, tsunamis, fires and floods here and abroad? Lost homes, lost incomes, damaged people, not just statistics. Bruised reeds. The world in which we live makes it really virtually impossible for any of us to travel through it, to journey through without becoming bruised. But in truth, there are some who are more bruised than others. The hurting and the suffering people, these are the bruised reeds of our world. And is there anything more fragile than a bruised reed? It stood straight and strong and upright along the waterway, but then something happened, something bumped it, bruised it, and now it's bowed and bent, so fragile, so susceptible. Are you bruised reeds? How long since you stood straight and firm and strong, nourished by the waters of your baptism? But then something happened. You were bumped, bruised, and now you are bowed and bent, wounded, at the breaking point. And what of smoldering wicks then? What about those people whose faith is slowly diminishing? They threaten to lose that faith. They become weaker day by day. When the acolytes put out the candles, they still smoke, they smolder. They're not out, not yet, but they soon will be. The smoldering wicks. Oh, once these were people who were very strong, believed strongly in their Lord and in their church, so strong that they are willing to do anything, take on any challenger. So bright, so hot was their flame, fanned into flame by word and sacrament. They burned with fervor. But then a cold, harsh wind began to blow. Harsh words concerning their zeal, their foolish ideas, their unrealistic thinking. And you know, at first they burned even brighter, but the wind just kept blowing, and they started to flicker. They began to smolder, and they threatened to go out. Oh, they may very well still be in the church, in the pew, but they've lost their edge, they've dimmed, their light threatens to go dark, smoldering wicks. The flame is gone. The wick is barely smoking. But they are not dead yet. And the verdict of our world, the solution of our world for these bruised reeds and these smoldering wicks, survival of the fittest. They can't cut it. Cut them off. Break it off. Snuff it out. Who needs them? They are losers. Emotional cripples. Weak sisters. Burdens. But God never subscribes to the world's solution. Here is my chosen one, my beloved in whom I delight. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the street. A bruised reed he will not break. And a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. The love of God shown in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ came into our world not to wreak havoc and destruction, but rather to bring justice, God's justice. He will not break off the bruised reed. He will not snuff out the smoldering wick. He will not abandon us to the evil one. Oh yes, God's justice does demand payment. Payment we cannot pay. But Jesus Christ did not come into our world to collect. He came to pay. Godly justice demands perfection, perfection of which we are incapable. But Jesus Christ did not come into our world to hand out grades. He came with his blood to cleanse us, to stamp us pure and holy, grade A. The beloved servant has come into this dark and struggling place not to give us what we deserve, but to be the greatest gift. He stands in our place. He stood in our place at his baptism. He stood in our place on the cross. He was delivered up unto the cross to be bruised and broken, his life snuffed out in order that the bruised reeds of our world might not be broken off and that those smoldering wicks would be fanned into flame. The beloved servant. And note that we never see him breaking off bruised reeds. He does not snuff out smoldering wicks. Rather, we have these pictures in Scripture. A leper, his body rotting from disease, reaching out to the servant, saying, "If you will, you can." And the servant replies, "I will." A bleeding woman touching the hem of his garment, thinking, "If only." And the servant responds, "Take heart." The demoniac, literally full of the devils, crying out, "Please do not torture us." And the beloved servant responding, "Be gone." Crowds of people gathered to be baptized into his holy name, walking away the children of God, people needing the grace that only God can give, receiving the body and the blood, picture after picture. One bruised reed, one smoldering wick after another, and one beloved servant who heals and who mends. Christ binds up the brokenhearted. His love heals the bruised reed. He rekindles the smoldering wick. He takes us by our hand. Where we are today, where we are right today, and he leads us out of the darkness, through the valley, through the veil, until he brings justice to victory, and we dwell with him in eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.